Horror Stories Podcast. Hello, everybody. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories. For 5.5 years at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Although, I need to work on the feed. It's a little messed up. It may take a while. Mod rewrite and all this other stuff is, well, ew. So, today's the weekly challenge. Number 239, day job. Yeah. Day job. Oh well, it's a 3-day week this week. Grin and bear it. Halcember is still going on. Let's see who sent in stories this week. And I think he's new, but this is Tony. And Tony has ourselves a good time here. So, take it away, Tony, and let's see what you've got.
My eyes have become bloodshot, staring at this living puzzle. Shift a room a couple of inches, and the user's psychological state shifts, too. Enclose the space too much, and the boss gets offended. Open it up, and there's a looming Orwellian Hawthorne effect. Jesus, this office is too small to be driving me this crazy. At least I don't design homes. If a closet were too deep, the bathroom might not have a bath. Expand the size of the bathroom, and you'd shrink the living room, or kitchen, or bedroom. I'd be too nervous to make changes. Way too nervous.
I wonder if making changes to a WordPress theme can also induce craziness. Thank you, Tony. And yeah, I moved from movable type to WordPress after, what, 5-6 years? Oh, man, I got a lot to learn. The site's gonna look a little weird. Okay, it's going to look a little weird until I get just the right theme and get things customized just the way I want it. Any suggestions of plugins and themes and anyone volunteering to completely screw it all up, just drop me a line, okay? And I'll just let you go to town on that puppy. All right, well, next up is Tom. And yeah, I've still been getting Tom's stories up, even though the feed URL has changed. I've got to work with iTunes on it. I've got to get the right thing. I've got to get the iTunes new feed code in there, but it has to go to the old page. But the problem is mod rewrite moves everything from podcast.rss over to a missing site, even though I'm putting in the right thing. Yeah. It was tempting to go back to movable type, but you know what? I need to do this. So, anyway, Tom, now that I've given you such a warm-up, here you go with your story.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. I've got some challenge updates. Zagman has moved into the 12th place with 56 stories. Steve has moved into the 8th place, passing Liana. Catwood has entered the top 50 contributors. We have had 250 authors post and maintaining a weekly average of 10.66 stories per challenge. Tonight's story is called An Actor's Life for Me. My day job is playing Dr. Frankenfurter in a Furby bar in Mystic, Connecticut. A Happy Tree Friends version of Rocky Horror Picture Show. It's really hot. Not sexual. It's damn toasty wearing a corset over a chipmunk suit. I truly believe the two greatest words in the English language are musical theater. It's a bit of a drag, the pay doesn't quite meet the bills. Thank God for my night job in the city. Senior accountant for Goldman Sachs lets me channel that wild and untamed thing. Don't feel it, be it. Just be it and steal it.
You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime.
Great. Now you got me all hot and bothered for chipmunks and garter belts. Thank you, Tom. By the way, I'm going to mention that, okay, so if the poll works in the new CSS, I'm going to go with a new poll company too. There's this freebie one that I put in a widget for, and we'll see if it works. But I'm going to put in a new poll system, and it will probably be filled with adware and spamware, and you'll hate me forever. And what I'm going to do is get that up there, and if that doesn't work, we're going to come up with a new way of doing it. And maybe I'll just randomly draw, and then you can say wonderful things about each other in the comments, instead of just clicking a radio button and giving up. That way, the comments actually get used. How does that sound? Do you want to go the comments route? And then I pick out a random, I'm going to pick out a random topic. And, you know, I'll be fair and with the topic, the random topic. Or you could choose the topic in the comments and all that. You know, debate the comment for the week, and then when Sunday rolls around, I want to try new things. I want to do bad things to you. And, I don't know, the poll always just felt, you know, okay, it involves code. Ugh. Oh, speaking of involving code, here's Zach Man. He's back. He's got a fun little ditty here. So get your dancing shoes on.
Say, that employment office you sent me to isn't a job office anymore. It has been a massage parlor for over 2 weeks now. When the clerk asked me why I was there, she wasn't really listening. I said I was looking for a day job since I am a writer and everyone who reads my work tells me to keep my day job. Yes, it was one of those massage parlors. Of course I enjoyed it, but I would have really liked to have had a massage. She said, "Hey, writer guy, come back for the happy ending."
Thank you, Zach, man. I needed a laugh. It's been a week. I'm going to miss my friend. Yeah. About this time last year, she was all worried that, no, I don't want to get into it. All right. Well, now that I brought everything down and made everyone depressed, let's start brightening things up. AM Early is back. This is cool. And, I think I got your link. Okay, in moving the templates, I kind of forgot to save one part of the template, so I may have... I need to get all the links back for everyone who is ever in the weekly challenge. Send your links to me at isfullofcrap@gmail.com. And yeah, I'm using the Gmail as my primary and just forwarding the isfullofcrap domain mail over to Gmail. So, yeah. Anyway, here's AM Early. I'll get my shit together next week. I promise.
Claire really liked her day job. Oh, sure. She had to make her deliveries between midnight and 8 o'clock, but she saw more morning hours than office workers. She was liked so much that one of her clients requested that only she deliver to them, even over the guys who had been there for decades. She finally asked the scientist who always received that cargo why they preferred her. "The live specimens always arrive calm when you are driving." Well, Claire thought, if they are calm enough that I've never known that they were alive, I'm going to continue singing every single song in my iPod.
Thank you, AM. By the way, how many songs do we have in our iPods? I guess that's the fun trivia question of the week. This isn't like, so, oh, I got more music than you, I'm awesome and you're not. I don't know, how do you get that count? I'm just going to look in here. And songs, and let's see. No, that doesn't work. I'm not sure. How do you get the count in... Oh, wait. Click. I'm just clicking around, and it's not really clicking, it's tapping. If it were a BlackBerry, it would be... No, what is it? pushing buttons, even though they're keys, they're buttons. So that would be key. I don't know, but you key a two-way. Does anyone use those two-way radio things anymore with cell phones? Whatever. I think I'm like 3,000 music tracks. And podcasts, I got to cut back. I can't listen to, you know, you can't listen to podcasts while in training. I mean, that would be rude and suicidal. Even though I got a 95 on the first test, the second test is going to be harder. It's going to be on load balancers and, you know, virtual machines and other stuff that we're going to be supporting 5 different kinds of virtualization. No, that's not going to be confusing at all. All right, now that I've completely bummed you out, Hellcember. Next up is Stephen the Nuclear Man. Here we go, Stephen. You can still catch him on the Drabblecast. He got one of his stories up there, so that is just... I want to see everyone up there. I want to see everyone get a story up there. Give it a shot, guys.
If you looked at my blog, you may have noticed that I suggested doing the 100-word story weekly challenge as a sort of literary exercise, a way to stretch your boundaries, a way to take even the most mundane topics and turn them into works of literary art. That is not this story. Not in the slightest. My day job is telling people that they're a douche. I guess it sounds easy, maybe even fun, but it's not. I can't do the simplest chores. Fill out your check before the cashier's done, you douchebag. I'm always busy. Hey, you park like a douche. I have to explain my job. No, ma'am. It's not sexist, because douching was developed by our patriarchal culture. Douches aren't healthy for women. Some days, I wish I could just make widgets all day. Quit bitching about your job. You're a douche. You're a douche. Yeah, at least I have job security.
Yes, job security. at least we're going to have legacy systems going for a while, right? That's security, kind of, until somebody figures out, yeah. Okay. Well, enough of my worrying. Thank you, Stephen. You're not a douche, by the way. That's not my day job, though. Although it could be. I could go around downtown. There's a lot of douches down in downtown in the tunnels. Hey, you, the gigantic person who can't fit through the door of the kolache shop who's trying to buy 2 dozen of them for breakfast. You're a douche. Especially because you're blocking the way so... Well, at least they can block the way so that I'm not going to eat them. All right, so I blew away my old spreadsheet for tracking my weight, and I posted up a new one. And it not just tracks my weight, but also I'm tracking my walks, I'm tracking my sit-ups, and I am tracking my meals. And yesterday I was very good. This morning I woke up 201. So last week when I was fighting with 205 and 207, down to 201, I flushed my system, I guess. And I'm going to do some long walks. I've got a lot of walking and thinking to do. In fact, when I'm done with this, I'm going to go walking, and then you're going to fill up my Gmail box with, the feed isn't working, none of this is working, where's my stories? And you got to do it just like that, okay? So put that, that's how your next week's story ought to start. This is my story, I don't know if anyone's ever going to see it, I'm never going to be famous. Does this look like the Drabblecast? Oh, sorry. One group of people that aren't a bunch of whiners and complainers are North Dakotans. Those people are strong, stalwart, and probably too damn cold to complain. Here we go with TJ.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, where my day job is I'm the features guy at a newspaper, and this is All in a Day's Work. Frank made a donut. Jen grabbed it on her way to the office, where she designed a luggage rack and a 4x4. Mark dropped some mail off at her workstation and turned up his headphones. He was listening to Wendy argue with Bill on the radio, powered by a wind turbine designed by Annie and built by Warren, which Rachel had negotiated the easement for on Harold's farm. Harold reworked his wheat field to accommodate it, and Jake took his harvest into town. Jane milled his flour and bagged up some of it for Frank, who made another donut.
Thank you, TJ. Hey, I know it's about to be like super cold winter up there. I got a business deal for you. Okay, the idea is, down in Sydney and Rio, it's summer, while it's winter up here, so I'm thinking snowman offsets, so that you guys up there can build snowmen for all the people who can't in the southern hemisphere and the tropics, and then, this is the beauty of it, during the summer, you guys can have them make snowmen. And then we can keep the balance of snowmen going, otherwise the whole world will go mad and Frosty will have no friends. Okay, maybe it's a dumb idea. Oh well. Don't put that in the features page. Please don't. Crazy person in Houston comes up with great plan to save snowmen. How is this new headset working, by the way? In addition to all the tragedy and suffering and misery, I walked to Best Buy, and I guess if it's really sensitive, you're going to hear all the squishing and squelching in my mouth. Yeah, I need to get a pop filter or something for this. But I broke my old headset, my USB headset. I'm not using the professional grade microphone and earphones, because I don't feel like going into that room. I want to sit out here where it's nice and soft and there's a cat nearby. Misty is sitting up on one of the bar stools. She's asleep and her little fluffy tail is... She's not really poofy, but she's just super soft. She's soft little booger. And she does not pay attention to when I say her name, little Mist. Or baby. Nope, she is out cold. When we have the heat turned off at night, or if we have it, everything set real low, oh yeah, the cats just huddle together. It's like that Boyle's Law or whatever it is where particles and, gases compress in a cold and materials compress. It's real cool. And we hope to get superconducting cat particles at some point so that when they're all together, they maintain static electricity, permanently, and then we can just ship them to somewhere that needs power or somebody needs to be zapped. Okay, now that I blithered enough, here's Norval Joe, Philip Carroll. He probably has some updates on how you guys are doing in NaNoWriMo. You're the writer's Hellcember, so to speak.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 239 with a prompt of day job. On the NaNoWriMo front, Jeff Haidt has just crossed the 40,000 word landmark, is well on his way to his 50,000 word total. I am sitting at 56,000 words right now with a guaranteed win, but I'm not quite finished writing my story. So, here's my 100-word story called After Hours. The masked crime fighter crouched atop the bank in the moonless dark. He watched the bank robbers back their unmarked van up to the glass doors of the entrance. By day, he was an unassuming pest control agent. As the would-be criminals gathered and placed their explosive charge on the door, he dropped lightly onto one of them and clung tightly. One by one, the remaining three tried to pull Flypaper Man from their accomplice and joined him in his sticky fate. Eventually, a policeman arrested the clump of men and carefully peeled each criminal from the superhero. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Norval Joe. And good to hear that Jeff Haidt is making good progress there on the NaNoWriMo thing, and everyone. And it's very cool. And when they're all done, they can come back, but they have to say they're sorry for trying to pursue their goals and dreams. I mean, come on, you have to come to this dead-end oubliette here. There isn't even a working feed in iTunes for it right now. If you want to know how to, well, it's kind of pointless with me telling you on the podcast how to do it, but you go into iTunes, Advance, and subscribe to podcast, and you manually put your podcast there. So that's how you do it. I'll post up something about it. All right, well, I got one more story here, and let's go with Countwood. Let's see what she's got up her sleeve. What is it with me and sleeves? I don't know. Green sleeves. Sorry.
Most people were relieved when the governments crawled out of their bunkers and reclaimed the world. Not me. While the governments planned and strategized, I grew up in a world where fighting zombies was a given. Now there are too many zombie hunters. All the agencies say they can only have mentally stable people in their employment. Stability doesn't matter. Killing zombies matters. I can kill more zombies in a day than those buffoons could in a week. Yet I'm stuck taking out the trash as a day job, only being able to kill zombies in my off hours. Idiots.
Oh, you're a zombie killer. Oh, I'm gonna send you an email. The midget, well, I've had to lock him up in the basement. He's saying brains over and over again, although it may just be him being weird. I don't want to talk about it, but the good news is he eats the cat poop. Thank you, Catwood. There's one more story here, and I hope you enjoy it. By the way, if you're wondering where all the old stories are, I'm in the process of backfilling all the audio files into, a bunch of stories. I have the entire catalog if you want it. I can even burn it to DVD and mail it to you for the holidays. So you can have over 2,000 audio files for your enjoyment. They're not named in any intelligent order, and they still have the headers and footers and the cheesy typing sounds and all my... Maybe you'll just... At least the text is back on the site. And you can search. You can search. You can look for a keyword and then see what lousy... I'm thinking about tagging, too. Should I tag them all? Do you want tags? Is that going to cripple the server? I don't know. Anyway, so here we go with the last story of the day, and that's by Planet Z.
My day job was to keep the world from blowing up. I managed the antimatter flow at New Edison Power. The plasma ducts vibrated in unusual harmonies, and I recorded them. My night job is with the radio station. You've heard of the Dr. Power Hour? I'm Dr. Power. I mix my recordings, weaving the whistles of release valves and other generator sounds into trance music. The audience grew quickly, and I started doing weekend concerts to hundreds, thousands. Instead of keeping it safe, I tuned the generator for music. It exploded. Oh well. I still have my night gig.
Well, that's all we've got for this week. Weekly Challenge 239, Day Job. I want to thank everyone for grinning and bearing it during this week, this month, this time of transitions where the site's been down, then it's up, then it's down. I'm trying to get things stable, and hopefully with this new platform and this new host, everything will be just ducky. So, on your sites, if you could link over to the post that I've put up that tells people, yeah, this is how you can follow. It's a little messy right now, and I'm going to post up a permanent page with that. So, yeah, it's kind of like that. Anyway, so you'll be able to manually add it in iTunes until I get this crap straight. It may take a few days of coding. It may take having to remove it from iTunes and put it back in, which could take months based on Apple's customer service. So, anyway, you can go to podcasting.isfullofcrap for updates. We'll see if I get this poll software going, because the old one does not play nice with the RSS. And I really like this theme. I really like it. The next topic is going to be holiday. And then, so you've got all Thanksgiving weekend to get all, you know, I gotta do this, sucking and all that. And please, be good to your families, or if you're all alone. I posted up a Flickr page in my Flickr stream that, well, it shows what I'll be doing for Thanksgiving. And I'm not going to eat both of them. I'm one of them for my wife, although I'm getting the beer. Thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief. Closing.